consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, turning away from the election day today, Tuesday, August 4th, primary election, getting back into this environmental fight over Line 5's tunnel project. Attorneys representing tribal and environmental groups said yesterday they expect proceedings before the Michigan Public Service Commission to begin taking shape this fall and winter, with a trial-like hearing being possible next year in 2027. Adam Radzinski, senior attorney for Earth Justice, said that the Michigan Supreme Court's Friday decision ordering the Michigan Public Service Commission to reconsider environmental impacts gives Line 5 opponents the opportunity to introduce evidence they say regulators previously excluded by limiting their initial review to the tunnel itself. According to the attorney, the tunnel is a 4-mile band-aid on a 640-mile problem. During a press conference held with the Michigan Climate Action Network, he went on to say that the commission twisted itself into all kinds of illogical knots when it approved this project. Back in December 2023, the Michigan Public Service Commission approved Canadian-based Enbridge Energy's plan to replace a segment of the Line 5 pipeline crossing now the Straits of Mackinac inside a concrete tunnel. Michigan Public Service Commission approved that December 1st, folks, of 2023. Well, the MCAN and tribal groups, including the Bay Mills Indian Community, the Flow Water Advocates, immediately filed court appeals December 26th of that year, 2023. MCAN plaintiffs argued that the Michigan Public Service Commission incorrectly limited the scope of its review an assessment to the Michigan Environmental Protection Act and argued that they should have rejected the tunnel under common law public trust doctrine. The doctrine is a rule that says government must protect certain natural resources such as wildlife and water. Well, Enbridge Energy maintains that the tunnel project is safe and completely disagree with the environmental group's positions and lawsuit. Whitney Gravel, president of the Bay Mills Indian Community, said that the Michigan Public Service Commission also will consider for the first time the entire 641-mile project, not just the tunnel replacement. This time, the Michigan Public Service Commission will have to consider everything. Also, they have to acknowledge that Line 5 has already spilled over 1.3 million gallons of products into the Great Lakes. And that it spills in other places besides the Straits of Mackinac. I've never heard of that. What is she claiming, alleging here? 1.3 million gallons of product has already gone into the Great Lakes. Gravel said the second review also offers an opportunity to put treaty rights and tribal concerns on the front burner. Attorney for the Flow Water Advocate said it's time for Enbridge to give up the ghost of this tunnel. Meanwhile, federal lawsuits challenging Enbridge's Line 5 remains pending in federal courts. Now, one thing that is very blatantly obvious and very clear, I'm going to have to make an adjustment. Stand by. One thing that is very clear to this whole conversation is the fact that this project, it had not been tied up in court, this project would have been built already. The legal expenses, the time delays, the cost increase because of inflation, supply chain costs have gone up. Question's going to be, if a Republican is elected in November to be the governor, the attorney general, secretary of state, take back the state senate, will these lawsuits stop? Well, the ones coming from Dana Nessel's office, the attorney general, will stop. But it will not stop the tribes and these other environmental groups. So, again, we'll continue to follow this and see where this goes. But they are not stopping the fight. Bay Indian Mills Indian Community. So we'll see where this goes and continue to follow this, because this is critically important, in my opinion, not only to construction jobs, long-term maintenance jobs, but the cost of energy overall. If this was to get shut down, it would definitely affect the supply. And if the supply goes down, prices go up. Point blank, end of story, that simple. Now, one other thing I wanted to get, let's see, do we have time? Yeah, we can get to this. Election day. As people go to the polls, one of the things that's definitely on the ballot are endorsements. And we talked about this yesterday. Chris Wong's opinion piece about insanity being on the ballot. Well, this is going to be interesting, because the endorsements coming from the establishment have all affected basically two campaigns. John James for governor on the Republican side, Haley Stevens for U.S. Senate on the Democrat side. That's where the two establishment sides of the different parties have landed. Waiting to see the final results today, we will see which establishment group prevails. But one thing that cannot be ignored, folks, is it comes down to turnout. And for those of you who claim to be too busy to vote today, I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Are you completely satisfied with the state government, the direction the state's going? Because if you are, don't bother to vote. But if you're not happy with the direction the state's going in, you have a civic duty, a responsibility to get out and vote for change. Ian Murphy talked about it in the second hour. We need new people with new thoughts to bring change to Michigan and to fix it. You don't vote today, it's very simple. You're not going to be in a situation to be able to complain because basically you didn't vote. Evidently, you must feel status quo is okay. You're not interested in any change. You like the direction things are going. Well, then don't bother to vote. If you do think that things need to go in a different direction, today's your day to speak out. Because this vote today will absolutely affect the November election. Who are the candidates going to be on the ballot? Who are going to be facing each other? Who's going to have the money to fund these campaigns? Who's going to be able to help the down ballot ticket? Basically, what it comes down to. So, something I'd like you to do, consider doing, is send me a text message. 231-360-5140. Text me 10X. I'll send you the link. You can click on it. You can create an account. And you can access the database. I'm asking you just to contact 10 friends. People that you know that you can put their names in there to see if they're on this list. If they're on this list, folks, they most likely do not plan to vote today. It's your job to call them and make sure they get out and vote. If we end up with low turnout, the wrong candidates get elected, it could impact the direction of our state. And you have the ability to change that, to have a small effect on what the results are in your little sphere of friends, people that you have influence with. Call them, find out if they voted, if they plan to vote. If not, tell them who to vote for. Final segment of today's Election Day show. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Got a couple of text messages, housekeeping here. Nick Wallace says, all for primary voting for Attorney General, Secretary of State, if they hold debates. Also, he says, 1.3 million gallons of spilled oil out from Line 5 in the Straits. When? I remember an anchor strike a few years ago, but not 1.3 million gallons. If they're saying that, it'd be a perfect argument to encase the pipeline in concrete in the bedrock. Absolutely. Pat asking me any recommendations on Midland. Midland? I'm not really sure, Pat, what you're asking me. County Commissioner, Chairman of the Board, Cliff Tolini. He says, there's a few Marxist commies in Presque Isle County hauling some steers to slaughter this morning. I've seen a few people put out Abdullah El Sayed signs in their yards. They wait until election day to minimize people from seeing who they are. Also, Randy, in our small little township, 9 days of early voting, they had 14 people come in and vote. 14 people in 9 days of early voting. And you guys were there with poll inspectors, election inspectors, workers, 9 to 5 for 9 days. Yeah, figure out the cost per vote on that one. Well, that's why interim county clerk Victoria Bishop is going to have November's 9 days of early voting at her county building with print-on-demand ballots. Each township slash village will only have to work a half a day for the entire 9 days. She has 18 townships and villages. Each one will come in and work for a half a day, basically 4 hours, and go home. Not going to have the townships pay these people to sit there for 9 days twiddling their thumbs. Our Torch Lake Township here in Antrim County, Cliff, we had like 70-some people. Unbelievable. People vote early by absentee votes, dropping off their ballots at the clerk's office, don't mail them. Drop them off at the drop box or put it in your clerk's hands. Or vote like what President Trump would like us to do, vote on election day. Well, today is the day. Ms. P saying, as people go to the polls today, ask yourselves, why would John James run for governor when President Trump asked him not to do it, but he did it anyway? And then ask yourself why Trump endorsed him. Well, we already know why. John James' attorney talked with the president and told him, you either endorse John James for governor or John James will not be voting for any of your bills the rest of this calendar year. If he loses today to Perry Johnson, his political career is over, and John James will have to vote for President Trump's bills until the end of the year. He endorsed them. He lived up to his end of the deal, but Perry Johnson still won. John James' political career, folks, is over if he loses today. So we'll see where this goes. Ms. P says, gotta love my uncle Jimmy Proctor. He called me to tell me to vote today. Pass it on to my sister. I told him, yes, uncle. Perry Johnson all the way. He said, good girl. And said, if I voted James, that I'd be a Democrat. Yeah, that's pretty much where Jimmy's coming from. I get his text messages every day. Well, it's over. We're off the air here shortly. All we can do is make some phone calls. And the best way to do it, folks, Target Rich Environment. Text me 10X, and I'll send you the link. Go to 10xvotes.com, create an account, search the database, search for 10 of your friends. See if they're on that list. If they are, pick up the phone and call them. Tell them to vote. Perry Johnson for governor. Let's see where this plays out. Let's see if all this advertising dollars had an effect. And let's see if we can prove the pundits wrong. Every single one of them picking John James to defeat Perry Johnson. Let's see if the pundits are right or whether they prove to be wrong. Hopefully tonight. Would love to see a big enough vote total if Perry Johnson won or John James won one way or the other. Let's not wait for Wayne County, Detroit to report tomorrow afternoon. This happens to be a big enough vote difference that Wayne County doesn't matter. But that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Get out and vote, people. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
After avoiding debates for months, John James just made it clear why. When questioned by Perry Johnson about his support for the reviled Killswitch mandate and being funded by data center developers, Don James strangely replied,
I know when you were born, black people could still be bought and sold in this country, but no one owns me.
Huh? Don James went right to the Democrat strategy of playing the race card. Don James is no conservative. He's a lying liberal. Don James as governor? Terrifying thought. Perry Johnson is our conservative choice. Non-politician, real Republican, really smart.